God is good. The prodigal. Our proof text will be taken from the book of Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with revolutionary living. When he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of a country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him. The son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring either the father's calf and kill it, and let us eat and marry. I'm going to stop there. The story here is talking about how a father who had two sons, one of the sons approached him to give him his inheritance, a share of the father's inheritance. And after he has received the share, he went ahead to, he disconnected himself from his father. After disconnecting himself from his father, before time, he began to survive by doing menial jobs just for survival. And while doing all that, something happened later that he came back to his senses and he said, it is best I return home. Hallelujah. What I'm here to say is this. The story of the prodigal son gives us an insight into our relationship with God and how much we should remain in him. Because of the tendency of the rebellious nature of man, each and every time God blesses you, the first thing that comes to your mind is how to go and enjoy. Because you just want this independence. You just want to go and do your thing. And for that reason, you disconnect yourself from the covering of God and go and live a frivolous life. It's very common with a lot of people. As soon as they get what they want from God, they are off. And it is when they are done with the supplies they have that they will now realize that I've not been praying and fasting. No. The truth is this. You do not really depart from God's presence, but by feeling too relaxed, other than fellowshipping with God, is equal to living the presence of God. As a matter of fact, each and every time God blesses you, you are meant to remain in him and not wait for the or resources you have gotten to be exhausted before you begin to fast and pray again. A lot of Christians today, they only want to fast and pray when there is a need. When you are praying and fasting because there is a need, it is equal to the relationship between the father of the prodigal sons. It's as if you're asking, give me my inheritance. And when you are done receiving inheritance, you stop fasting, you stop fellowshipping, you stop praying, because you have already gotten what you want. You see, a lot of Christians today, they live this life of the prodigal son on a daily basis, and they don't even know it. So when we heard the story of the prodigal son, a lot of people saw it as a story of one stubborn child that went to live a rough life, and when he realized, he came back to say sorry. You can be a choir in the church. You can be a deacon in your church, in as much as you allow other concerns to dominate your mind after you must have received what you prayed for. And you wait for that supply to be exhausted, or you wait for the devil to start striking you before you remember to start praying again. It's the same thing as the prodigal son story. But a lot of us, we fail to see ourselves from that perspective. We feel detached from these stories, but we didn't know that these stories are actually talking to us. It's a parable that you need to connect to. Some people, what they do is this. When there's a need, they can declare 3 days dry fasting for themselves to connect again. In other words, they find themselves aligning with God, and once they align with Him and they finally get what they are looking for, they go again. And at the same time, every time we realize ourselves and come back, the Lord will see and embrace us. He won't cast us aside. We do a whole lot to this, our God, the same one we call our Father. And we expect Him to always understand. Or we don't even care. Neither do we even know what we are doing. You see, each and every time God blesses you, He's blessing you to become a blessing to others. Not to live a flamboyant life and to serve His kingdom. He said in His word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then every other thing shall be added unto you. Now, if God blesses you, the next thing to do is not to just change your standard of living, but actually, you should also be a blessing to somebody, not as a way of showing off. Bring people to that realization of the consciousness of God's kingdom, what you now know, and that will keep you connected to the heaven's mandate. But are we doing all this? So, if you are to replace the character of the prodigal son with yourself, you really see what God is talking about. The word of God is timeless. This is the reason why it is declared the living word. So I want us all to wake up to this responsibility of making sure that you don't make God feel bad. God is good. The prodigal. So the story of the prodigal son is not a story that you use to train your children how to, you know, keep good character. He's talking to you. Stop using God. A lot of people want to only get serious with their relationship with God when they feel there's a need, when there's a trouble, when there's a problem. They begin to fast and pray. Take 3 days, take 7 days. They'll go to the mountain and go and meet God there. You meet God every day by obeying His instructions. Once you obey God's instruction, His words are an extension of Himself. You are abiding with His instruction. You are in Him when you live in obedience. When you don't live in obedience, you begin to look for Him. It's very easy to maintain the consciousness of God because God and His word are one. God's words are an extension of Himself. So every time you consider absorbing God's instruction and doing it, you are keeping Him in your consciousness. And your spirit will always be steered. But you see this thing called disobedience. We know who caused it. It was Satan that caused it in the first place. But once you realize this, that the instructions that you are being given in righteousness is for your own good in the first place, why would God tell you not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? And somebody came and incited you, suggested to you to rebel against God. Once you have considered doing what the devil said you should do, it will begin to follow every other generation that follows you. But until you become liberated, that's when you will gain ascension. It's a different thing to read your Bible. It's another thing to meditate upon it. Meditation does something for you. It helps you to digest what you have heard or what you know. And when you digest it, that is when it will become beneficial to your spirit man. If you hear the word of God all the time and you don't meditate on it, it's like you eating food that you don't digest. The same way it came in, the same way you offload it in the toilet. That's what happens. The reason why the word of God is not working for some of us and we are not even in it is because we don't meditate on the word of God. Our spirit is not recharged. Christ said in the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The food nourishes your body, then the word of God nourishes your spirit. Meditation is the digestive system for the word of God. God is good. Now, once you meditate on the word of God will be digested and it will energize your spirit. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. See, your blood will be energized. The same way the food you eat ends up in your bloodstream, so also does the word of God, which you meditate on, end up in your bloodstream as well. If you are eating your food morning, afternoon, and evening, you should also meditate on the word of God at least morning and evening. No matter how busy you are, take the time out to meditate on the word of God. Christ came to reveal heaven to us. It is only through Christ that you can experience heaven on earth even before you leave. When the sun sets in another location, in another location, they experience sunrise. Once you have evolved spiritually and you are fully awakened, your spirit is energized and you now know your purpose. If you die in the body, you are not dead. Your spirit continues to live. And you may leave that location to be born in another location to continue the assignment you have. Listen, if you die in sin, the devil has used you to energize his kingdom. So it is very, very important that you be completely born again. Bible says God hates the death of a sinner. Rather, he wants him to repent, find his way into the God consciousness. When he's done finding his balance within the consciousness of God, then life can begin. When everything is calm again, you go and start making guy without obeying the word of God. Parable of the prodigal son, Christ was actually referring to you. God bless his word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.